Chapter 5. The next morning, the students woke up early. They all helped to make breakfast. Dean and Liz shared the loaf of bread with everyone in the group. The bread was hard and stale, but they were hungry, and they wanted to eat something before the dig. After breakfast, the group packed away their tents. They put the fossils that they had found the day before in their bags. They wanted to take them back home with them to study. Then they set off on their walk to the next site. The temperature was already beginning to rise. They walked slowly in the sun because their bags and tools were heavy. Professor Miller and Rashid carried their own bags plus a large bottle of water between them. The large bottle was for the group to drink during the trip. When there was shade, the group stopped to rest and drink. It was very hot. At last, they reached the new site. It was at the foot of the Atlas Mountains. There were sand dunes and rocks as far as they could see. "Let's stop here," said Professor Miller. "We have some shade beneath these rocks. We can leave our bags here too. We're going to dig around the other side of this sand dune."
"I'll put the water bottle in the shade," said Rashid. "Does anyone need to fill up their water bottle?"
"Yes," said Liz and Androv together.
They went over to the big bottle to fill up their smaller bottles. Liz put sun cream on her face and arms and picked up her spade and hammer. Androv looked for his hat, and Liz found it next to the large water bottle. "Here it is," she said, as she gave Androv his hat back.
"Thank you," said Androv. "I'll definitely need to wear it today."
The group walked around the other side of the sand dune and put down their tools. Rashid told the group where to dig. He gave each of them their bags with the coloured flags again.
"Take care," said Professor Miller. "Look out for wildlife and drink plenty of water."
"Wear your hats too, and be careful in the sun," said Rashid.
"Meet back here for lunch at noon," Professor Miller said.
The students picked up their tools and bags. Then they set off to choose a site to dig in and use the spades and trowels to dig the sand. They found lots of shark's teeth again. They also found other tiny bones that were buried deep in the hot sand.
"Can you believe that we are actually in the Sahara?" said Dean.
"No," said Ed. "I woke up in the night and thought that too. It was hard to believe that I was in a tent in the middle of the desert."
"An amazing experience that I will never forget," Dean said.
Suddenly, he saw movement in the sand. He sat back and watched as a small black scorpion slowly crawled out of the sand and sat in the hot sun. It stayed still. It was enjoying the sunshine.
"Wow," he said. "Ed, come and have a look at this."
Ed walked over to where Dean was sitting and saw the scorpion with its tail in the air. He was a bit worried.
"Be careful," he said. "It could sting you."
Both Ed and Dean took their phones from their bags to take photos of the scorpion.
"Isn't it great?" said Ed. Then he groaned. "Oh, there's no phone signal out here. I wanted to send the scorpion photo to my parents. I hope to see a scorpion up close one day."
"Are you surprised that there is no signal here?
We are in the middle of nowhere."
The scorpion waited for the boys to take their photos, and then it crawled away to hide under a rock.